Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson, along with two other California representatives, have sent a letter to the president urging action on appointing a director to the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The agency has been without a director for more than 2 years due to holds placed on any appointment by members of the Senate. Along with Representatives Zoe Lofgren and Anne Eschew, Thompson is urging the president to address the housing crisis nationwide, and particularly in California, where more than 2 million homeowners find themselves underwater because they owe more on their homes than the homes are worth. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac oversee more than 70% of the nation's mortgages, and Thompson said that if the economy is to recover, it must address homeowners struggling to meet their mortgages. State Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is spearheading an effort to urge Governor Brown to reevaluate the elimination of school transportation funding that could have a serious impact on rural school districts such as the Southern Humboldt Unified District. Chesbro, along with several other representatives from rural areas, argued that the complete elimination of funding disproportionately affects low-income and rural districts throughout the state. The transportation funding was eliminated last month in triggered cuts that went into effect when state revenues failed to meet projections. Second District Supervisor Cliff Clendenin has also joined the fight to reinstate the funding, which could affect up to 700 students in Southern Humboldt. Eureka police officers pulled over a vehicle driven by Fidel Contreras yesterday afternoon for a code infraction and found that Contreras was on probation. More than $1,700 on Contreras' person, the 22 grams of meth and the three cell phones found in the vehicle led POP officers to his residence where they discovered a pistol, ammunition, and paraphernalia associated with drug sales in an area that was suspected of being used as a marijuana grow room. Contreras was booked into county jail on several charges, and anyone with information about Contreras or his activities is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The City of Arcata will hold a special meeting tomorrow morning to discuss the future of the city's redevelopment agency. The city is considering whether or not to adopt the role as a successor agency, following in the steps of Eureka, which voted on the issue this week. The City of Fortuna has also begun taking steps to dissolve its redevelopment agency as well. This all comes on the heels of two bills passed last year by the state legislature in an effort to raise more than $1 billion this year and $400 million each year thereafter to fund schools, transportation, and fire districts. Cities can either choose to pay their share or have their redevelopment agencies dissolved. The League of California Cities has filed a lawsuit against the state claiming the assembly bills are unconstitutional and the case will be heard by the state Supreme Court. Regardless of tomorrow's vote, Arcata's agency will be dissolved on February 1st, and if the council chooses to adopt the role of successor agency, the city will then be responsible for any obligations as they wrap up the redevelopment agency affairs. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Third District Supervisor Mark Lovelace will hold a press conference tomorrow at 12:15 on the Arcata Plaza to announce his campaign for re-election to the Board of Supervisors. Lovelace replaced John Woolley and won his first term in 2008 and is ready to keep his seat. Lovelace will highlight his work on the county budget, redundant broadband access, and the expansion of community forest as some of the highlights of his first term. One of the provisions in Governor Jerry Brown's latest budget proposals would have more California drivers avoiding a trip to the DMV and instead have them pay their vehicle registration renewals online. The proposed plan would offer drivers a $5 discount for paying online and estimates that would save California drivers more than $100 million a year. The governor's proposal also claims that it would save the state money by moving customers away from the more costly field offices to the less expensive path of online payment. The County Housing and Homeless Coalition has announced that local homeless assistance programs have received $580,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to help keep people off the streets this year. The grants will go to local groups, including Arcata House, Crossroads, and the RCAA, and are part of a continuing federal effort to assist local jurisdictions in providing shelter to those in need. And the county's coroner's office has identified the body of a man discovered over the weekend near Samoa Boulevard. The body of 56-year-old James Comer Jr. was found near his residence in Arcata, and as of now, a cause of death is unknown. An autopsy and a toxicology screen have been scheduled to help determine that cause of death. And that's your KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.